the 4Bs Vectis Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Greetings, dear listener. My name is Alex Freeman. I am a keeper of all things exotic, geckos to tegus, from spiders to scorpions, from fish to frogs. If you can think of something that crawls, hops, slithers or swims, you can bet your last penny that I've got it. So step right up to my exotic emporium.
Hello everyone, I'm Alex Freeman and welcome back to my exotic emporium. Today we're going to cover a fascinating little Australian lizard, the blue-tongued skink. This is a very famous lizard and is very commonly kept throughout the reptile hobby. And to be quite honest with you, I'm surprised it took me this long to get round to covering it. But for those of you who are unaware of the blue-tongued skink, the blue-tongued skink is a long, sort of chubby lizard with black sort of markings, with a whitish underbelly. This, of course, depends on the morph and the subspecies of the skink, but that is the most mainstream depiction of a blue-tongued skink. And, of course, don't forget the blue tongues. So, now that you are familiarized with the blue-tongued skink, let's go over its care. First of all, is housing. Blue-tongued skinks come from a warm environment, so they will definitely struggle with the cold and humidity, as well as the very unpredictable, lately, weather of the UK. To insulate against both of these factors, I recommend keeping the skink in a wooden vivarium. Due to the temperature gradient required, I'd recommend an enclosure as close to 4x2x2 feet as possible, with large vents and glass sliding front doors. Oh, if I had a penny for every time I said that sentence. When it comes to these very commonly kept lizards, the 4x2x2 is always going to be your go-to. I found that's prevalent with the corn snakes, the royal pythons, the bearded dragons, the blue-tongued skinks. Just about everything lives in a 4x2x2, and I mean it's a great measurement. And of course, bigger is always better. Anyway, moving on. All of this ventilation should ensure that heat is lost from one side of the enclosure to the other while keeping the basking spot itself at a consistent temperature. To make sure there's not too much open space for a juvenile, try and provide a lot more decorations to begin with and slowly remove them as the skink grows. Next up is heating. And of course, these little guys, well, I use the term little very loosely. They are very lengthy, but they require a very warm temperature to thrive because their homeland, Australia, is absolutely scorching. So you'll want a warm basking area of 100 degrees Fahrenheit during the day. Try and provide this heat over one third of the enclosure while letting the rest of the enclosure cool to 80 degrees Fahrenheit on the opposite side. To achieve this, attach a basking lamp to the ceiling of the enclosure on one side, which is controlled by a dimming thermostat to make sure that the temperature is kept correct throughout the day. The basking lamp should be left on for 10 to 12 hours per day. And at night, all of the lights should go off and the enclosure should be completely dark. This should make sure that the skink has a clear diurnal cycle, or day-night cycle. In order to replicate their natural temperatures at night, the temperatures would not normally get any cooler than around 80 degrees Fahrenheit in their burrow. To provide this warmth throughout the night without introducing light to the enclosure, attach a ceramic lamp to the ceiling in the back corner of the enclosure. This is kept on a warm end surrounded by a guard and controlled by a pulse thermostat to make sure that it stays at the correct temperature throughout the night. Ideally, you'd like one third of the enclosure to remain at 80 degrees Fahrenheit, allowing the rest of the enclosure to drop down to room temperature. And that just about covers part one of the blue-tongued skink. Thanks for visiting my exotic emporium. Join me next time as we once again go over the blue-tongued skink. Thanks for visiting my exotic emporium and have a fantastic day.